We're starting Masechta Brachas, the last perek, perek haroya, daf nun dalet. Being that we're starting the last perek, we are approaching this great milestone of being Mesayim, the Masechta, a Masechta that was learned together, b'chabura, day in, day out, every day together, b'shtatfas, those that were in person, those that are mishtatef online, on the different venues. It's indeed a great milestone, and I would like to invite everyone to be mishtatef in Mirtz Hashem and Nesiyim, in order to plan accordingly. So I would like to hear different suggestions from different people or potential participation. So if you can text me or email me and let me know about your potential participation, so we can be mishtatef b'chabura. It's indeed a great milestone, and it should be celebrated together in Mirtz Hashem. So my number is 732-330-6653. My email is machonsofrim@gmail.com. That's machonsofrim@gmail. And text me about your participation. I want to invite everyone to be mishtatef, and or any suggestions that you have. The different options that were brought up is we're finishing in Mirtz Hashem Shabbos Parshas Truma, February 17th. So either to see him could be that Shabbos and make a Kiddush after davening, but in order for others to be able to participate that are long distance, so we can make it, that are not local, so to speak, we can make it that Motzei Shabbos, or maybe that Thursday night. Different options are available, so please text me or email me about your potential participation. I'd like to invite everyone, all those that were mishtatef on different venues, Oldaf or Torah Anytime or omidhayomi.com. It's indeed a simcha for everyone to be mishtatef with the B'nai Mishpacha. At the same time, my email and my phone number can always be used for anyone that wants to send me any ha'aris on any of the shiurim that were said. Just in regard to the siyum, if you can contact me this week so we can plan accordingly. Thank you. We're starting the last perek of Masechta Brachas, perek haroya. This perek is a lot of agarata, big bletter. Kiyadua, the Goin said that Masechta Brachas, which is 63 blat, Daf Samach Dalet, is the same amount of words as Masechta Bava Basra, which is Kuf Ayin Hey, 175 blat. Wow. So if you haven't seen it yet, we'll be making up those words. When the Goin said, Pshadiz Kolatari Kula was on his fingertips, he knew exactly the amount of letters in the Masechta. So he said, Bava Basra and Brach is the same amount. Zog the Mishnah. Haroya Mokim Shinasa Ben Nisim Li Yisrael. If someone sees a place and Nisim were done to Kal Yisrael, Oime Boruch Shosa Nisim Lavisenu B'Mokim Hazeh. He says, Boruch Shosa Nisim Lavisenu B'Mokim Hazeh. On this place. Now, Mokim, so Rashi writes, it says, Mokim Shinasa Nisim Li Yisrael, Kagoin Hanuk Dikton Likamon. Mabris Hayam, we cross the Yamsuf, Vahayadin, Venachla Arnon. These are Kal Yisrael's Nisim. A person that has a nest that was done to an individual, that's a different sugya. We'll see soon. Here it says, Nasa li Yisrael. Mokim shenekro mimenu akum, a place that Avizor was removed, it was destroyed. Oime borch sheoka akum artseinu. The Abish destroyed akum from Eretz Yisrael. Ala zikin are flying, shooting stars. Ala zvois are earthquakes. Vala re'emim is thunder. Vala ruchois are extraordinary winds and hurricanes and torpedoes. Vala brokim and lightning. Oime borch shekoichu gvorosoi mole oilom. Ala horim vala gvois on mountains that are out of the ordinary. Himalayan mountains, Alps, not regular mountains. Vala gvois, extraordinary gvois and mountains. Vala yamim and on oceans. Vala nahorois. Nahorois. Tois right away says, we're not talking about all Nahoris, but rather the Dalad Nahoris that it says in the Pasuk, Chidekel and Poras, Valamid Boros, and on desert, and on deserts, Oime Boruch Oise Breishis, meaning Oise Maise Breishis, because it was from time immemorial, from time of creation. So it's from Maise Breishis, so you make this Brocha. Now, Rabbi Yuda Oimer, Horoya Es Yam HaGodl, if someone sees the Yam HaGodl, Yam HaGodl is the Atlantic Ocean. It's called in the Okeanos. Okeanos means the Atlantic Ocean. Oime Boruch Sheoses Yam HaGodl is the greatest Yam. The Rosh says that the Yam HaGodl in Tshuvas Rosh is, it covers most of the world. Most of the majority of the world is the Yam HaGodl, Atlantic Ocean. So you make a special Boruch Sheoses Yam HaGodl.
Because before we said, alayamim on regular waters and oceans you make oisim aisim reishis. On yamagodl you make baruch she'os as yamagodl. Which is really a big discussion in the poiskim. Because some say, the Mechaber actually says, that yamatichon, which is the Mediterranean, is called yamagodl because of the cheshivas that it's bordering Eretz Yisrael in Reish Chof Kes. So that's yamagodl. So there's a lot of cholkim, achronim arguing this Mechaber. We don't make yamagodl on the Mediterranean, only on the Atlantic. The Tshuvas, Divrei Yosef from Azeda, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, he has a chelik called Pritvua. Over there he says that you don't make a Maisa Bereshis on, for instance, on Yam HaMelech, because Yam HaMelech was created by the Magef of Sdoim. And so it's not a Maisa Bereshis. It's also a Klola besides that. Likewise, Yamsuf, it wasn't me Maisa Bereshis, but it was from the Chet of Dor Enosh. Now it happens to be Reb Yehuda, the Baal Memra in the mission that it says you make a specific bracha for Yama Godl, that might be Reb Yehuda Lishitosa in Ketzim Mevorchim, that you make a bracha Mevureres for things that are more specific. Now Lagabi again, the Mediterranean and the Yama Godl, someone who travels from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, so he sees side the Yama Tichoin, so he makes a Maisa Breishis, and side the Yama Godl. So then he makes a Yama Godl. So then he will make both brachas. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Bizman Shereu Leprokim. This is only when you see the yam every 30 days, leprokim. Not when you see it within 30 days. Alak shomim, on rains, valapsuos, toivos, and on good tidings, oy me baruch ha-toiva meitiv. Toiva meitiv because it's meitiv for others. Meaning, if let's say you have a partnership in a property that you own, so it's meitiv for you and for others. So that's why it's relevant, ha-toiva meitiv. Al besuos rois. On bad tidings, oy me baruch dayno emes. You make a baruch dayno emes. Bona buys chadash, someone builds a new home. V'kona kelim chadashim, or he buys new utensils. Oy me baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu lazman hazeh. Mevoich ala ro me'ein ala toiva. The person makes a brocha ala ro me'ein ala toiva. The same way you make a brocha for toiv, you make a brocha for ro. V'ala toiva me'ein ala ro. And likewise, on a toiva me'ein ala ro. Actually, the Gemara says that this is referring to something that is good, but it might also be bad. Or something that's bad, that's also good. For instance, let's say your field was flooded. So its field is flooded is a ra. But at the same time, it's me'ein ha-toiva because your land got irrigated. Or you found a metziah. Metziah is a good thing. You found a metziah. But it's also me'ein ra because the law of the land is that whatever you find, you have to give to the melech. So it's a toiva me'ein ha-ra. But either way, you make a dayna emes for one, and you make a toiva me'ein for the other. Hatsoyek l'sha'ovar. If someone cries and davens for something that already is passé, hared tefillah shav. It's a tefillah shav. For instance, hoisa ishtu muberes. If a wife is pregnant after mem yoim from the vlad, so then it's already a brach levatola if it's a zocher and a keva. But oimi yirot and shtelit ishti zocher, hared tefillah shav. It's a tefillah shav. Hoyabo bederech. If someone is traveling on the road, v'shama kol tzvoch, and he hears a screams coming out of a city, be'ir. V'oymei yirotzen shloitei b'sech beisi, it shouldn't be my home, harei ze tefillah shav. It's again a tefillah shav. His tefillah should be that nothing should take place. If there's something happening in my home, they should be saved. But to be daven that it's not in his home, it might have been done already, so it's a tefillah shav. Hanichlas lekrach, if someone enters the city, mispalos shtayim, you make two different tefillahs. Achaz b'knisosoi, one of them when you enter, v'achaz b'tziosin, when you exit. Then you exited b'shalom. Ben Aza Oimer Arba. You make four tefillahs. Shtayim b'knisosoi, meaning when you enter, you have to make two tefillahs. One of them that you were saved until now, and you're being mispalel for the future. V'achaz shtayim b'tziosoi, and two when you exit. One that you were saved till now, and that you are, again, for this specific yitzia, that you're coming out unharmed. Noisen oido ala sha'ovar. You make a hoidah on the ovar, v'tzoyik ala osid. That's the shtayim shen arba. Chayvon mevorech ala rok, shem mevorech ala toiva. We make a birchus hara of dayna emes, just like we make a brocha of a toiva meitiv. Shenemar, v'haftas shem lekecha b'chol avovcho. B'chol avovcho, b'shnei yitzrecho. B'yetze toiv, u'b'yetze hara. That means with both yitzorim, with the yetze toiv and yetze hara, that's one pshat. B'chol avovcho means, it says a loshen of levovcho, two vases. So, v'haftas shem b'yetze toiv and yetze hara. B'chol nafshecho, afilu noites nafshecho. U'v'chol meidecho, b'chol me'moincho. Me'oidcho means money. Dova acher, and that's relevant to what we said in the Mishnah. B'chol moedecha, b'chol mida, v'midu shu moeded l'chaha. For every mida that the Eibishter is measuring us, meaning, say if it's a ra, say if it's a toiva, or it seems like a ra, for every mida v'mida, you have to be mevarach the Eibishter. That's another pshat in b'chol moedecha, b'chol mida v'mida, say la ra and say la toiva. B'chol mida v'mida, shu moed l'chaha v'moed l'chaha. Zog to the Mishnah, lo yakel odem is roisha k'neged shah ha-mizrach. Being that the shah ha-mizrach is shumachuvin connected based Kodesh HaKadoshim, like Rashi says, that all the sha'orim are mechuvonim zeh connected zeh. Shah mizrach, shah ezes noshim, shah ezes yisol, pesach ha'ulam, heichol, based Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was, the man of the Mikdosh, there was a direct line that was able to go directly from the Shahr HaMizrach all the way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, la yakel odem is goyshoi. Don't act in an unbefitting manner when you're standing connected Shahr HaMizrach. V'lo yikonis da rabayis b'makloi. You're standing facing the Shahr HaMizrach. Yeah. You're right outside, but it being that it's directly parallel all the way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, la yakel is goyshoi. A person is not allowed to enter the barabayis with his stick, with his cane, with a walker, or with his shoes, if they remove your shoes, or with his wallet, his wallet belt, or with dirt that a person has between his feet, and you shouldn't make it into a shortcut. Don't use the barabayis for a shortcut. Urekika mikal v'choymer. You're not allowed to spit mikal v'choymer in the harabayis. If you're not allowed to make a kapandia, for sure you're not allowed to spit. Now, legabed din beis haknesses bizman hazeh, you're also not allowed to make a kapandia. Person's not allowed to make a shortcut through the shul. You have to go through there, so you have to stop there, sit down, say a few psukim and tehillim. Can't use it as a kapandia. Now, like the other din in my mutter in the beis knesses, we wear our shoes in the beis knesses. The min aloy is mutter in the beis knesses. We don't take off our shoes in the shul. However, when it comes to the kika, to spitting, even though in Shulchan Aruch it says you're allowed to spit, that's because amolige shuls had earth floors. But today we have marble, we have stone, you're not allowed to spit in the shul. That's a bizoyan. Beton is spayin. Mention spayin in shul. On Shulchan Aruch state, meken spayin. Amolige shuls gevein, gemacht from earth. Mm-hmm. So mele, it absorbs. But to spit in the shul today, does also. That's a kika mikav chayim, it's posher, that's also to spit in the shul. That's the gabi spitting. Now, the Shaar Tzion says this clearly in Ois Tes Vav in Simikuf Nun Aleph. Now, legabe makloi, you're allowed to bring your cane into shul. You're allowed to bring your walker into shul. Even though I remember Rav Levenberg Zatzal, he had a walker. He used to be makpid, always left his walker outside of shul. He said, I don't really need it. So he felt it was cane beis haknesses, lo yikones on ve makloi upundose. So he felt that he, as covered beis haknesses, he left it outside.
Who was that?
Rav Levenberg used to live over here. He used to... Yeah, the old Rami Chaim
Berlin.
He used to leave his walker outside of the shul. He said, b'makloi, he didn't want to enter in the shul b'makloi. If he didn't need it. If he needed, you need it, obviously. But if he didn't really need it, he left it outside. Akoponim, you put it on the side. If a zoy vait that you do bring it in, keep it on the side. It shouldn't be stand right in front of the base on Kodesh because it's a state of b'makloi by base mikdosh. Zog the Mishnah vait. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they were chosen in Bracha, they said, Ada Oilom. Rashi says, Baruch Ato Hashem Alekei Yisrael, Min Oilom V'Ada Oilom, Baruch Choynin Adoas. So there was a special Bracha that they made. Mishakil Kla Tzidukim, originally the Bracha was Ada Oilom. So the Tzidukim said, there is no Oilom Habit, there's only this world. So they said, Ein Oilom Elo Echod, Hitkinush Yoimri Min Oilom V'Ada Oilom. So they were misakin to say, Min Oilom Ada Oilom. To show that is Olam Haba also. Beit Kinu, another thing they were misakin, she odom shoyl l'shloim chavera b'shem. That when you speak to your friend, you should be shoyl b'shem. Mention Hashem's name. It's not called the brach levatola. It's not called the shem Hashem levatola. Faket, you're being mechabed the shem Hashem to be shoyl b'shem. Shalom is also the shem Hashem. Shenemar, like we see by Boyaz, v'nei Boyaz bo mi beis lechem v'yom lekoytzim Hashem imochem. Hashem should be with you. So Yeshoyel b'shleim. V'yoyim g'lo yivarech Hashem, and he answered yivarech Hashem. V'oyim another pasuk, Hashem imcho gibrach ha'ayel. In Shoiftim. V'oyim al tovez kizikno imcho. V'oyim eis las l'Hashem efechet ha'yosecho.
even though maybe you might suggest that maybe it's a zilzin kvod shemokum to mention Hashem's name when you greet someone. No, it's eis lasel Hashem heferu teresecho. Reb Nosson Omer heferu teresecho. Why? Mishum eis lasel Hashem, because of eis lasel Hashem.
Now, Tosis says right away, Horoya Omer Borch also nisim laviseinu. Pirush Reb Shmaya. The Chol Ani Brochas Tzichel Lahaskoras Hashem Umalchus. Your Maker is Hashem Umalchus. You don't just say Baruch. The Mishnah doesn't say Baruch Ato Hashem Alekenu Melech Olam, but it means Baruch Ato Hashem Alekenu Melech Olam. As a matter of fact, the Magen Avraham says in Reish Tezvov that the reason why the Tana, the Mishnah, did not say Shem Hashem is because Derech Limuda, you shouldn't be saying Shem Hashem. It's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That's why it says Baruch, but really it means with the Shem. So Tosis hold that you make it with the Shem. However, the other Rishonim, the Rive in the Nasogas of in the Balam Or, he holds that you say it without a shame. Because there's no chiv to be mechazer after these brachas. These are brachas ashvach. You're not mechuyev to make these brachas. They're not brachas kavuas, they're brachas rishus. So, but lahalocha we paskin in Reish Yudches that we mevorach these brachas b'shem. Likewise, brachas agoymel. Brachas agoymel is also in Shulchan Aruch. Brachas agoymel we say b'shem. Goymel. No, we paskin all these brachas, we also make b'shem. Yeah, the rabbit holds you don't. Now, Birchas HaGoymel, Shein Shulchan Aruch, also the priest can say, because it's in Beis Knesses, it's Basora, you make B'Shem. Baruch Shepetrani, the Ramos says you don't make B'Shem, but the Goyin argues and the Goyin says, Baruch Shepetrani is also said B'Shem Umhalchus. So,
if you go to the beach or something, you're supposed to say
Brach HaGoyin. If it's the Atlantic Ocean, it's a Yamagodl. Someone that sees it within 30 days, they're not. Yeah, not everything. All brachas you only make, you're right. Lagabe thunder and lightning, we make them even within 30 days. But when it comes to these out of the ordinary brachas, Yamagol, extraordinary, Himalayans, mountains, Alps, then you make every 30 days. Now, this is what Tosis actually says. Let's see Tosis. The chinkos of Benashim Shemikutsi. He made clearly on the brachim with a shem Hashem, shekoychuk v'rosoi, meaning on lightning image, shekoychuk v'rosoi malay olam. V'chem piyashri, umaysi u'sham depikin rab zi'irot kol brocha she'em bo, you need to have a shem, without a shem it's not called a brocha. V'nir l'beinu, d'davke l'roi mishloishim yom l'shloishim yoyim. Tais is saying it's going on 30 days. Do me the roi yamagol. On everything, he's saying that. I don't know if we pass him like that. But Tais is saying, just like yamagol, which we understand it to mean lamed yoyim, because that's out of the ordinary. So who had in all the things? The Ombri Yushalmi, the Prokim, Hainu Shloshim Yoim. Haroyal Prokim, it says in the Mishnah, Bizman Sheroyal Prokim. So it's going on everything Tosis learns. Sheoka Akum, Ma'at Sein. Leprokim, you don't see it every single day. Prokim, over 30 days, then you make the Brokim. Oka Akum, Ma'at Seinu, Birushalmi, Mastisin, Sheneko Akum, Kolay Tisol. It means the whole of Eitz Yisrael, it was uprooted, not just in one area. Now the Mishnah that says Royal Mokam Shinasa by Nisim, you have to see the actual Mokam Anes. For instance, the Yam Suf, Mabris Hayam, you see the water. If you stop coming to a place where something took place, it's questionable if that's enough. You have to see the actual thing that caused the Nes. Let's see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Menoani Mili. From where do we know that what did you make a bracha on a nes? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kot says in the pasuk. Vayoyim Yisrael, and Yisrael said after he witnessed and he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and the Filas Amon. Depends when he came, but I'll upon him not in Torah. What did he say? Boruch Hashem Ashehitzel Es Bnei Yisrael. So he made a special bracha Ashehitzel Eschem. Zok the Gemara Anisa the Rabbi Mevarchinon Anisa. The Yochid, Loi Mevachinon, you tell me only on Nisa the Rabbim, that was the Nes of Kaisol, Yisrael made a bracha. That's what it says in Mishnah, Mokim Shas and Nisman Lisol. What about a Nes of an individual? You don't make a bracha? Vau Gavrid Avakoza Ba Ava Yamina. The person traveled in Ava Yamina. Zok Rashi, it's a shame, Medina, Bedroimish Poras. Nofalele Aye, a lion attacked him. Is Abedle Nisa, a Nes occurred, Vitzil Minain, he was saved. Also, came the Rabbi. He came from the Rav of Omele. Call Amos the Motis Lahosam. So, Rabbi told him, whenever you pass by that place, Brich Boruch Shosli Nes B'Mokam Azeh. Make a Brocha Shosli Nes B'Mokam Azeh. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that when Yosef went back from the Levaya of Yaakov, he passed by Shechem and he passed by the Bor Mokam Shnasli Nes B'Mokam Azeh. Umabred Ravina have a kozel bepakto the Arvers. Mab Ravina traveled in the Bika of Arvers, Vitsochalamayo, and he was very thirsty for water. He was dying from thirst. Is Abel Nisa Ness occurred? Ibrili Aina de Mayo, a wondrous Mayon, a well, suddenly a spring occurred. Bibderch Ness, the Ishti, and he drank from there. Vesu Zimna Chada have a kozel beraskto de Mechuza. He traveled in the Shuk of Mechuza. Venofel Le Gamra Pritza, and a wild, Zog Rashi, Gomel Meshuga, Shasok of Goyim, a wild, crazy dunk camel attacked him. Venofel Le Gamra Pritza, Ispalko Le Ashiso. What suddenly happened was the wall of an accompanying home opened up, broke open. So he was able to quickly run in there. There was no place to hide. So suddenly the wall, the doors were locked. The wall broke open. And he was able to hide behind that place. So Isparkele Ashisa, so Olegave, he went in there. Kimotel Arvois, when he came to the city of this place of Arvois, Borch, he made the brocha. Borch, Osali Nesba Arvois. The nest that took place in Arvois, meaning that the wall opened up. Uve Gomel, and with the Gomel that attacked him. When he came to Rist the Mechuza, he made Boch, Ebrich, Boch, Shosanias, Begomel, Uva Arvois. He made the bracha of Gomel and Arvois. He switched it around. But the point is, when you come to one place, you make the bracha for other things that took place to you too. Amri, so we see clearly that you make a bracha for Nesta Yochid also. Enter the Gemara. Anis the Rabbim, Kuliyama Mechayev Lebruche. On Nesta Rabbim, everyone is obligated to make a bracha. Everyone in Klal Yisrael, it's irrelevant if you were part of the Nes or not, if you were yourself saved. Anisa de Yochid, but if it's a Nes of a Yochid, so the Chiddush is, Iu Chayv Levruche, it's only him, Masha'enke, not everyone else. And that's what we're saying. Baruch Sha'os Anisim L'Yisrael is on everyone's Mechuyiv to make that Bracha. Masha'enke Anisa de Yochid, like we see this Maisis in the Gemara, Avad the I is Mechuyiv Levorech. The Goyin brings over here, the gears of the Goyinim and the Rif, not just he is Mechuyiv to Baruch, but Ubrei Ubarbrei, also his son and his grandson. They're also mechuyev to be mevarach. So the machlokes we showing over here, what is that referring to? The Rashba says, it's who adin kamadoris, not just grandson, also great-grandson, any descendant. Rabbeinu Yonah says, only ben benoi. Others suggest, it depends, if you were born before it, then it's not relevant to you. If you were born afterwards, so you're part of the nest, so to speak. Lemaisid is a big nafkamina for a mokum shenas and nest for an individual, if an enikel or an urenikel goes to the makam of the nes. So if we say that it's huadin, kamedoris, like the Rashba says, then even that descendant would make a bracha on that place. If it's only negeya for barbrei, then it would only be negeya for barbrei. L'maisa d'shchonoch paskens like the Rashba, that it's huadin for kamedoris. Now, it's negeya halacha l'maisa possibly. You have to know someone who's a survivor of Auschwitz. So question is it a Birchas Hanes? Is it a Birchas HaGoymel? I'm not sure, but possibly when someone was in the gas chamber and he was taken out the last moment, like sometimes happened, open miracles. The Gemara over here, Nas and Nes is Nisim Gluyim, a Mayan that happened. So if someone happened to open miracle, so possibly that would also be a Mokim Shinasel in Nes. So the Nafkamina would be if an Urenical descendant would visit that concentration camp and see that gas chamber, it would be able to make maybe a Mokim Shinasel in Nes. Now maybe we don't make it B'Shem Malchus because we're Mesupik Taka. If you need an open miracle, or if what's the gather of Hagoymel, what's the gather of Nasel and Ness, is not so poshut. You have to understand exactly when it's considered a Ness and when it's not. The Gemara's mices are all open miracles, things that are out of the ordinary, extraordinary, out of the ordinary. So those you make a Nasel and Ness. But the mice, it's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch. So when it's relevant to make a Nasel and Ness, so then it will be negeya also for descendants, eniklich and ureniklich, if it will be applicable. The Madne Yontev says that a svara why dafka by ben benoi is Rashi in Parsh Vayera says that rachme ha'av ala ben is only shayach at ben benoi, not more than that. So adin fakert, just like the rachmonis is to an enikl, two doris, so adin fakert, the being moidian the nes, it goes up to Duris. The Balaturim in Parshas Boy also says, he says, Mitzah Sipitzitz Mitzrayim is Dafka until Ben Benoi, not more than that, because Adkan Rachmi Av. So we see clearly like this Yisoid. Akaponim, the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin like the Rashba when he says that the Din is replicable even more than Ben Benoi, even the Dura Duris. The mice, it's a suffik brachas. So suffik brachas, you go lekula, so at least you don't make it with a shame.
Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanon Haroyim Mavris Hayam. If someone sees the places where the Mavris Hayam, where we passed over the Yamsuf, Mavris Hayadin, we passed over the Yadin, Mavris Nachle Arnon, Avne Al Govish, which are the special stones that we'll see soon what they are, the Moirat Beis Choyron, the Evan Shebikish Lizrak Oig Melech HaBoshan Al Yisrael, the Evan Sheyoshev Alei Moshe, you see the actual Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, by Mechemes HaMolek, the Shoah Sheosi Yeshua Mechom HaMolek, District's Parsha, exactly, also Mabes Hayam is District's Parsha, Parsha B'Shalach, the Ishtoi Shaloit, or you see the wife of Loit, even though that's a Klola, but you see the wife of Loit that turned to Netziv Melech, the Choymes Yericho Shenibla B'Mkoymo, Al Kulon Tzach Sheyitin Hoidoh V'Shevach Lifnei HaMokoym, on all of them you have to give a Hoidoh and a Shevach to the Eibishter. Zok the Mabes Hayam, I understand. The chsiv we have in this expansion, by avoy bnei Yisrael b'toch hayam by abosho. That's Mabes Hayam. You have to know where they put past, where they crossed exactly. Maybe it's not enough just to see the yam, but you have to see exactly where they crossed. Mabes hayarden. The chsiv by yam darkanim noise oren bris Hashem becharova b'toch hayarden. Hochein b'chol Yisrael oivim becharova. So we know they passed the Yarden. So that's the Mavis Hayarden. Ela Mavis Nachle Arnon Menolon. From where do we know this? So Gemara Dichsiv Al Kain Yoyma B'Seifa Mechames Hashem Es Vohev B'Sufa. So the Gemara now in Amud Beis is going to explain exactly what this is referring to, a story of Vohev B'Sufa, and we'll see that tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.